Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Okay, let's get ready. Wet, wet Wednesday. The sexiness starts now. MonstarsRadio.com. And sexy conversation with Aurora. We are the Monstars. I'm DJ E Monster. Her over there, that's Miss Unbelievable, and her over there, that is Jazzy B. So we gonna make it do what it do tonight. Like I said, sexy music and conversation with Aurora. So we gonna see what all y'all got going on. So let's go over here and say hello to the ladies. What's up, ladies? How you doing? We'll start with Miss Unbelievable. How you feeling?
Whew, I'm here. Hey, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's starting to be that little spring weather to put that little spring in you. if you know what I mean. No buns intended, but yes, it's a good day today.
That's what's up.
Okay. Good. That's background noise. Check in with Jazzy, see what she got going on. What's up, Jazz?
Hey.
Hey, girl.
What's
the question? It's your world.
You know what's so, juicy. Right, juicy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Doja Cat. Sorry, we got sexy music. We got sexy conversation. What sexiness are we going to be on tonight, Jazz? What are we talking about?
You know, I really didn't prepare nothing tonight. I just thought we could go off the fly because, you know, when we go off the fly, off the top of our brain, it just, you'd be a lit show.
Yeah, I had to throw disclaimers around here all night. Okay. Let's see. I'll try to think. Do you got something that you might have on mind already, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, the Solomon Speaks been kind of nasty today. You know, I have some time, so I have a few. And then I have a few responses. So the first one is, if the Solomon Speaks as what that mouth do, what's your response?
What that mouth do?
What that mouth do?
Okay.
What that mouth do? Then you know, we was even there low.
Problem, obviously.
You know, now another one. Solomon Speaks wants to know, what's your idea of foreplay, and does it make the sexual encounter more intimate? The last one, the Solomon Speaks wants to know, what are your sex flaws? And I got some answers, you know, from folks up on here. But, you know, we'll keep it with the ladies and the gentlemen. So if the Solomon Speaks asks, what that mouth do, what's your response?
She said, we're going to keep it for the ladies and gentlemen, but we want to know what that mouth do.
What that mouth do?
We want to talk to the freaks and heathens tonight. That's who we talking to. So,
Absolutely.
Let's get sexy with Miss Unbelievable and her three play over here. Yeah. So let's jump into
the
music.
Well, I actually got a full play, but I'll just leave it at three for a case. You know, we need to throw in another one. I got a full play for tonight. But we going to leave it at those three because, you know, I'm just saying.
I don't know. If we got to get somebody some Hennessy or some electrolytes, I don't know, but it's about to get bumpy around here. Check it out. I'm going to run with some more Angelica Villa. This is the one I actually meant to play, but the other one bangs too. So check it out. This is her and Jacquees. That's why I said Jacquees, the proclaimed king of R&B. This is Angelica Villa and him. This is called Why Wet Wednesday.
Why I should be fucking with you? Why, ooh. Window shop, don't fall for me. You came by love for money. I love your confidence. I saw your whips and chains, but that's a play. You just want sex, pleasure, and good times. Can't be safe, you're just a man. Think it's your wallet that I'm searching. What about karma? Do you care? Leave my energy on you. And I can't find a reason that I should. Put this cookie on ice. Put this cookie on ice. Why? your getaway. Right. Sexy, I'll be your car. We can get away. Yeah. Move them to the side. Girl, I can't stay long. Your sign, I never met you.
Again, Wet Wet Wednesday. We try to knock the bottom off that monkey. So, all right, y'all, we bringing it back. We got sexy conversation and more. So we got what that mouth do. What some other things you said there, Miss Unbelievable, we got to talk about?
What's your ideal of foreplay? And does it make the sexual encounter more intimate? And what are your sex flaws?
Sex flaws. Sex
yes.
flaws. Okay. I never thought about sex flaws. That's a good one. Shit. Sex flaws. Like, most motherfuckers be like,
flaws.
I'm the shit in bed. The fuck
right.
you talking about? This is a motherfucking movie over here. This is excitement. This is fucking Vegas. Sex flaws. But I never sat there and said, okay, what's my sexual flaw? Like, okay. Could the sexual flaw be like you're too big and you don't know how to use it?
Yeah.
What else would be a sexual flaw? Like, I bust too fast. Okay. What else could be a sexual flaw?
For a woman, she gets dry too fast. She's not wet at all. Like, you know, she doesn't get
but
wet
is
at
that
all.
A, but is that a,
that's a flaw?
Or is that just, or is this just the dude ain't doing his part? Like, you said something about some foreplay. Maybe he's just not doing his part. Or is that like something like, or is that like
it's
a
flaw. It could be a flaw
get.
As well. Because, you know, sometimes if your mind is mental, like if you can't get it mentally and you're thinking and you're overthinking and you're overthinking and then you're not like wet enough, you just overthink your opportunity to get pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Either that or God's trying to tell you something. Leave that.
That's true. Here's one that I got a comment. They said they get tired too fast, but their second wind ain't no joke. Yes.
Oh, no, there is that a guy or a gal?
That's a girl.
Oh,
that's a girl.
Now, I know that as a guy, I know that happens as a guy. Get it? But as a girl,
I have a question. I have a question for the girl. What are you doing to get out of breath that fast? I mean, let me know, nigga. I done been swinging from chandeliers and doing cartwheels and handstands, and I have never got out of breath.
Right. It's like what
is what
or
okay.
got tired. Okay.
I don't understand. What are you doing? Is it your weight? What I mean,
no, she's not.
Oh.
No, I think it's just maybe they fucking too fast and you know.
She
work
a lot of hours.
No.
Right. Does she
that's,
go work
that's
out
almost like
man?
When your leg cramping real fast. You know, when you ain't worked out and you ain't stretched. Or you ain't had it in a while, and your legs cramping.
And you be like, hold on, hold on, stop, stop, mm-hmm. stop, stop. Whoa.
This ain't getting tired.
That
is
cramp in the leg.
That's not getting tired or cramp in the leg. I done had a million of them and kept winning.
Right, wow, you just need a little electrolyte. Get you a little water. You can keep stroking. But,
hey,
again,
that's
tired. A good one, though.
Get tired fast.
To get tired.
You just move that leg that's cramping to the side and keep.
But hey, keep it real though. That cramp in that leg during sex is almost like, what could that be? What could you compare that to? I compare that to stubbing your pinky toe in the morning and you ain't really awoke yet.
I compare it to hitting that metal piece on the bed that's sticking out.
Yeah,
that shit hurt like a bitch.
Yeah. Right, it hurt like a motherfucker. It might pause you, but it's not going to stop your day. You dig? The mission still must go on.
Sometimes the mission can go on, but when it just hurt and you mess up that rhythm and you can't find that rhythm back, you going to have to try something else. You going to have to just, you know, you and your leg going to have to see what that mouth do.
I'll tell you something that'll stop the damn rhythm. When he hitting it from the back and it actually accidentally go in the wrong place. That's keep a rhythm right there. That'll kill the rhythm. Whole body shut down.
Hey, look. That's a joke you ain't ready for.
I'm going to tell y'all ladies a secret. I'm probably going to get my man card pulled on this one, but I'm telling y'all a secret. We never accidentally hit that hole. I know we act like it, but no, we never accidentally hit that hole. We tagged that motherfucker for a reason. You just wasn't going. That's the only difference. You dig? Some girls be, okay, that's where you are. All right. No, that should be, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go there. Yes, we did.
Oh, that'd be the case.
Yes, we did.
That'd be the case. I'm glad you told me, because next time I'm going to smack the shit out of him. I ain't even lying. Smack his ass out the back door. You heard me. He going to be like, Dave, what the fuck? You got me fucked up.
I ain't telling this shit ain't no accident. Look, I ain't trying to get nobody beat up. Okay, next time, like you giving him head or something, accidentally stick your finger in his ass. I bet you he won't do that shit again. I guarantee you'd be like, look, my bad, accident, it slipped. Yeah, okay, nigga. Oops, my bad.
Let my teeth break the head of that bitch.
Right.
Ooh, my bad.
Men gonna be mad at me around the world and be like, E, why you do us like that, bro? Oh, that shit don't work for me. I ain't gonna let it work for you. The fuck? My bad. What are we talking about?
Sex laws along with accidents. Accidents,
right.
Like, whoop.
Okay. It's the more sex flaws. So I know a sex flaw. I mean, it is what it is, but what about when somebody don't give head? I'm talking male or female.
That's definitely a flaw. I've actually stopped talking to somebody for that very reason.
I'm not going to lie, I did too. The fuck you mean you ain't going to kiss it? The fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. That was my word. Fuck out of here.
You would not make it to the mile. I guarantee you that. You were going to get mine, but you would not make it through the mile. I guarantee you that. I mean, why is that? Why are we that way?
I'll tell you another sex flaw. Another sex flaw is not knowing how to use your mouth. You do it, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing. That is a flaw.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna need you to go watch a YouTube video, Google it, Pornhub or something.
Right. There's so many ways you can figure it out.
Yes. There's no reason why you should
know. Confused motherfucker. Confused, like you don't know if you're trying to lick it, suck it, just put something on it. It's like they just confused, like you don't know what. Like, like how old are you again? nobody taught you this. Okay. Let's see. What's another sex flaw? Another sex flaw.
A crooked
I guess,
dick is a sex flaw.
A what?
Oh. My bad. I'm just playing.
Said a crooked one. A crooked dick. Honestly, I always thought the women would like a crooked stick more. I was mad because my stick wasn't crooked.
No.
It don't hit that little extra side, that little curve. Don't hit nothing extra.
No.
No.
It just get in the way.
It get in the way.
Okay. It needs to be in the way.
Because it doesn't expand right and it don't hit right.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, move that out. Like, can we fix that?
Can we move that?
Can it grow and have the same sensation? It's almost like it's like a little piece that's just in the fucking way. It's just in the way. Like,
can we put some tape around it and make it straight?
Right. Can we do something? And then, don't try to suck it because it's really horrible. Like it's not.
Man, what?
It's not because it get like
get a crick in your
caught
neck.
In your throat, and you like you can't get the sensation right because it's just all wrong. Yeah, you can't put it to your jaw because it's like a piece hanging and hitting your teeth and your jaw, and yes, no, it's. That's a no.
Sorry to all the guys with the crooked ones. We're sorry, but that's not for us.
Not at all.
Oh, my God.
Not at all. That's a flaw. And then you know what's another flaw? An uncircumcised one. That's a flaw. Like, you should really be mad at your mom.
Because
that's just, I don't even know how they can feel the sensation of the suck of the head. I don't, because their
don't
skin is just in the way.
And don't nobody be wanting to pull that little skin down and shit, that little turtle.
Oh my God.
It's just, no.
It's like, a little turtle head sticking out. Oh my God.
Yeah. You just look at it and be like, no. You can't even sing and talk to it. You just be like, no. It's just not cute. No. No.
It looked like a too long sleeve.
Yeah. And don't let it be small. You be like, oh my God, what is that? No.
Why are you trying to get that little
baby pee out of here? Wait. Man, you better go grow some. Get that baby thing out of here. Make me feel like I'm having sex with an infant. No.
I'm over here in tears. We gonna play some music. You're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. What do I got? I'ma play my favorite lady, and she been retweeting us back on Twitter. Check it out. This is Kissy Lee. I know y'all ain't gonna be sick of hearing this because this shit bump. This is Close the Door, produced by Black Elvis. Kissy Lee on a wet, wet Wednesday with a turtle head sticking out.
We live, y'all. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Babe, I got options. I just wanna see if you can change my way. I got bad habits. If you show me how to act, I'll cook some tacos, clean the kitchen.
nobody takes me from you. I'm trying to be good for you.
So that's Kissy Lee. It's called Close the Door on a Wet, Wet Wednesday, even though we usually leave the get butt naked and leave the front curtains open. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, we don't give a fuck about your feelings. This is Monster US Radio, online radio. What a that was kind of whack, but it is what it is. So, all right, y'all, we bring it back with sexy conversation and music. We just talked about some sexual flaws. Again, remember, people, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back, not right now, but after the show goes off, you can listen to the archives 24/7, 365 at MonStarsRadio.com. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Elite Clay Management, So Let Me Speaks, the book, let's see, Picasso Painting, and Monster U.S. Apparel. So all right, we're going to bring it back. So, okay, what else was we talking about, or do we got more sexual flaws?
We have more sexual flaws. We do.
We do. We do.
We do.
Uh-oh.
We have a bunch of them motherfuckers. We can go on about that shit all night.
we got a whole
another
book,
sexual flaw is leaving your partner unsatisfied.
Ooh, say that.
Ooh.
Why do they think one cum is enough? It's not. We not done.
We're not done.
Can we get another one or two or maybe even three or four? I mean, come on.
And
we
if you come and she don't, that is a flaw. I'm gonna need for you to fix
it. It ain't like we holding back. We ain't holding back. We just want, you know, some more D. Come on, just stay with it.
Facts.
We wanna feel the gush. We wanna feel the gush. I'm just saying.
She said the gush gush. I would have to say I agree with y'all. Like, I have to say one of my missions in sex is to make sure she gets off, preferably before me. I'm just going to say, fellas, when she busts before you do, you feel like a motherfucking champ. I'm just saying, you feel like a motherfucking champ. But let's keep it real. Some of y'all women need a motherfucking rep. Because y'all fuck like motherfucking stallions and goddamn robots and like watching a movie. Y'all don't get tired. Some of y'all be faking.
We got energy.
I didn't get mine. Trying to tell me I didn't get mine. You done busted three times, baby. The whole fucking bed is soaking wet and I ain't busted yet. And you talking about you ain't get one. Where the fuck all that come from? Did somebody spill water in here? I didn't bring no water in the sandwich in this bitch.
That was the pre-cum. The real cum ain't came yet. That was pre-cum. That was the pre-cum.
Oh, pre-cum.
Cum.
Okay.
That was the pre-cum.
Pre-game.
We still got
the
half the good.
That's my favorite line. It's slobber.
That's my spit I just wiped on the bed. That's your particles down there. That's your particles. That's your stuff I just wiped down there.
Oh, snap. But yes, that is a serious flaw. And actually, that's an epidemic. They need to make a fundraiser to help motherfuckers out with shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like they say, no child left behind, no nut should be left behind.
Even if you nut before her, you should go eat it. Just go ahead and put
definitely. That's an OG thing, but I just want to say, fellas, it doesn't matter. You could be into it. I've seen movies where they are. I turned them. But, fellas, wear a condom. So when you do bust too fast and you got to go down there, you get what I'm saying. Because, ladies, sometimes, that's why the guys don't do it. Like, yeah, like, that's like the ultimate thing. That's the shit right there. I'm just going to say, if you little young motherfuckers, if you want a sex tip right now that'll help you, that'll get you that motherfucking tax money, hit that motherfucker. Pull back before you bust. Eat that motherfucker and then go back driving again. You dig? I'm just saying. Hit that motherfucker. Pull back. Lick that motherfucker and then drive it again. I'm telling you, the ladies will go fucking crazy. She most likely will bust before you, so on and so forth. Yeah. So what she just said, yeah, in that order. But some of y'all get stuck. You'd be like, wait a minute. But I just, yep, that's why you got to wear that condom, bro, to catch that motherfucking soup. So you ain't got to, you get what I'm saying. So, yes, but yes, that will drive them crazy. And ladies, the same for your motherfucking ass. You did? You want him to go another motherfucking time? You ever heard of cleaning up after yourself? Some of y'all look like, huh? What he talking about? He want me to wipe off the desktop? You want me to wipe off the edge of the bed? No, baby. Get that shit off. Clean up after yourself.
You want have a towel down? By the bed. Have a towel, a or wet towel, a nice wet towel by the bed. Or have some nice little baby wipes. You know, warm them babies up. You know, go ahead, take the kids' baby wipes, you know. And have some baby wipes by the bed, because, you know, or have your whole purse ready that has the towel and everything ready. So, you know, you rest to go. Have it all by the bed.
If you're a true champ, you don't need none of that. By yourself. None of that. I'm just saying. Y'all want us to go 2-3 times? There you go. I don't give a fuck. Yes, he might motherfucking lay down on you. You dig? But, hey. Make fun of that shit.
He just like
a wet noodle,
like,
roll that shit around.
He just gonna be lay there and be like, you get on top.
Right, or roll to a different side of the bed, or stand your ass up. It's all good. Or get on the floor, you know. Hey, there's several different places.
But yes. Let's see. Shit, them are some good ones. We just said, shit, we got them getting some online effects. We should be charging y'all $3.99 a minute for these motherfucking tips around here. I'm just saying.
Dad, we saving some of y'all little.
Somebody going. Right, some of y'all going to fuck around and squirt for the first time. Other sex stuff we got going on over here? Sexiness.
All right, if the Solomon speaks, ask what that mouth do. What's your response?
To ask what that mouth do. What'd you say, Dad?
Slobber.
She said slobber. The only time you don't mind a motherfucker drooling on you. You dig? I'm just saying. Any other time, you just drool on me. And that's like, no, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Well, I'll be honest. If the soul of me speaks, ask me what that mouth do. I'm just going to say ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. Uppercase, lowercase, and I'm gonna leave mine at that. Get it? I'm just gonna leave mine at that. That's what the mouth do. Let
I'm
that
gonna,
roll
if
over
I,
your mind.
If I
I'm
had to say
see,
what the, okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna say tie cherry stems in knots.
Boop.
I'm just going to say.
I never seen nobody do that in person. But go ahead.
Oh, I have. That's sexy. I'm just going to say birthday cake. That's it.
Birthday cake?
Huh? Birthday cake. It'll be your birthday. Yo.
How that mouth do? Birthday. Oh.
Birthday cake.
Birthday cake. Huh. Come on, blowing the can. Never mind.
I'm talking about putting the ice in. I'm talking about blowing the candle. I'm talking about eating it up. I'm talking about you about to be my birthday cake. Birthday cake.
See, she's talking about, like she said, she's putting icing and frosting and syrups and caramels and things like that. Birthday cake. Ice
birthday
cream
cake.
And ice cubes and, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look. Yeah. Hey, look. For real, though, that's a flaw. Let you fuck around and give some silent head. I don't give a fuck if you a man or a woman. Fuck around and give some silent head. It ain't the same. Some of y'all like, huh?
It's not.
Yeah, it ain't the same.
It's
it
not.
Ain't.
I agree
it ain't.
With you.
If you're a woman, I don't hear no smacking. Right, if you don't sound like you smacking like, you smacking on the edge of getting a gristle off that chicken bone. You're not doing it right. You dig, lady?
Yeah.
If he down there and he ain't licking it like some honey on toast and humming the national anthem, he ain't doing it right. I'm telling you. He ain't doing it right. Da ba da ba da ba da ba da. Hey, I'm telling you, he ain't doing it right. I'm just saying, there's rules to this. That's if you don't, that's probably why they'd be like, no, I'm good. Just roll over. I'm gonna go ahead and knock this ass down right quick. Yep, see, because you ain't doing something right. Good head, they'd be like, wait, just a little bit longer. Wait, hold on, wait, you ain't done yet. Just a little bit longer.
Big, don't stop.
Yeah, good head, they just
right.
Slap it in your face and you know what to do. Be like, oh, is that the time? Okay, come here. You just stand there and slap you, that do a little in your face. You be like, oh, okay, daddy, we ready? Okay, come on.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, you have to smack it like this, but I'm ready.
Smack it by your lips. Be like, come on, kiss it. Come on, handle that. You be like, oh, okay. And you don't say nothing. You just be like, as you were, go ahead. As you were. Just
right.
You stand there as you were. You don't even say nothing. You just go
right.
To work.
I should have sent y'all that video I seen earlier. I'm going to send it to y'all when we get off this phone call. That shit was hilarious. They was actually on the hoverboard. He was on the hoverboard and she was on the hoverboard, but she was giving him head.
Oh.
No.
Oh, see, that could be a flaw, not keeping it interesting. That could be a flaw, that's interesting as a motherfucker. I'm not even joking. That's interesting as hell. I wish I had a hoverboard. I really, really do. That sounds like some interesting shit. You dig? That just sounds interesting as hell. It's interesting as hell. But hey, here was another one going off of what Miss Unbelievable said. Here's how you know you may be doing a flaw while giving head. If these motherfuckers don't skull fuck you, you understand? If they don't skull fuck, grab you by your ears and stick your face there and they move how they want it, you might not be doing it right. You might not be doing it right or how they like it. Now, this don't apply to everybody. Some of y'all got them people out there that just like to make love.
Do it softly.
And then we got the other people that want to fuck the shit out your ass, motherfucker. Where you going? You ain't getting up in the morning, or you about to make me some eggs, some orange juice, some grape juice, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Some of us, that's what we after. And that's who we talking about right now. We're not talking about you sensitive.
I want to fuck.
Or I want to have sex. Let's make love. No, we're trying to break your motherfucking back.
Yeah, talking to y'all, motherfucker.
get that cramp in your neck.
Not talking to y'all.
If you are getting a cramp in your neck, or you know, if your back of your neck ain't hurting, or your jaws ain't hurting, I'm sorry. You ain't done your job. If you done in 5 minutes, you look up like I'm done, and he look at you like, was that it? You ain't doing your job. If he's down there for 5 minutes and you look up, you ain't doing your job.
If
your toes ain't,
ain't
curled.
If he ain't running
ain't
and pushing your head away, you was not doing your goddamn job.
Not doing
job.
Your job. If your toes are not curled by the end of the night, you are not doing your job. If I don't call you back ever again,
you
are not
your job.
Doing your job.
You know what?
If you get the solid treatment after we done, Jazzy,
you are not doing your job.
Oh my goodness. We're about to
is he laughing at you when we done, Jazzy?
You are not doing your job.
We're going to take a break. If you're not sucking me to sleep, you are not doing your job.
Fact.
Wait, hey.
She bubble, the beat, tongue, no tear. Catch it for it, get on the sheets. Hunch, bitch, throw. Deep, deep, she eat. Z, suck me to sleep. Thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. Thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. All I know that when I woke up, she was a girl. All I know is just one of them that she must. Suck me to sleep. Savage, suck me to sleep. Savage, suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody ever suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody never suck me to sleep. And it was the slowest, suck me to sleep. Lips was the coldest, suck me to sleep. Had you made the song, how you suck me to sleep. Yeah. Tell me why you got me thinking about your sister. Now you came over and fucked my head. Oh. Thought I was dreaming, and I never wanted to wake up. Damn, thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. She was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. All I know that when I woke up, she was a girl. All I know is just one thing that she must. Suck me to sleep, baby, suck me to sleep. Savage, suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody ever suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody never sucked me to sleep. And it was the slowest, sucked me to sleep. Lips was the coldest, sucked me to sleep. Had you made a song, how you sucked me to sleep. Yeah. Does she so fun with someone? Does she so fun?
S-M-P-S. And we're not talking about a Cadillac, man. We're talking about suck me to sleep. Here's one thing I just want to throw out there. When a man does come too fast and he falls asleep on your ass, women, are you afraid to wake him up? You scared to suck
nope.
him in his sleep?
I will.
Hell no. First of all, you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds to wake up, okay? You wake up. Otherwise, I'm going to push you out the bed and you're going to wake up. And then you're going to look at me, what that for? What you mean, what's that for? Either we going to finish or you got to go home. It's just that simple. And when you go home, understand the facts. I'm not calling you back. Understand.
Back.
You have not made the cut. Say, not.
You did not do your job.
And no, I ain't afraid to mess with you in your sleep. After, you know, in the morning when it's time to wake you up, after we both done did it, you know, then you get a nice little wake up, you know, because you read it, you know.
Right, right. Because there ain't nothing like waking up to something wet, whether it be some head or somebody riding on top of you like, hello, good morning, how are you? Oh, goddamn, that's how you feel? Well, shit. Well, good morning, sunshine. You did. I'm just saying. But yeah, yeah. I don't know where the hell that came from, but sure. Okay. Let's see. What else are we on this sexual activity tonight? Okay, we talked about flaws. What else we got?
We talked about what that mouth do. Now I want to know, so let me speak, what's your ideal of foreplay? And does it make the sexual encounter more intense and intimate?
Well, I know, I guess it all, to me, and I'm not, I guess I can only really speak for myself. I would have to say now, I really enjoy foreplay. I'm not going to stunt. It gets me more in the mood. It makes it a little more exciting. It gives me a little more drive, whatever. Now, foreplay to me isn't always just kissing and touching right before. No, foreplay to me starts after we done got up and got done with that first round. The foreplay starts then for the next one. You dig? So, I mean, I'm going to play with you all day long. I'm going to do things, try to be romantic, pull up behind you, touch you, rub you, might give you a kiss or something down throughout the day to build up for later. You dig? So that's kind of more of my foreplay. We're going to mess around all day and build up the excitement until we get to it. Sometimes foreplay to me is not having sex. That's right. I said it, get all fucking into it, all super, doo-doo-doo-doo. I might still give you some head. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, uppercase, lowercase, and then still we don't get it in. Nope, because I'm trying to build up some excitement for later. I'm not doing it right now. No, I'm building up excitement for later. You did, but when I was younger, no, I didn't want no foreplay. Fuck that. As soon as I come over to your house, let's fuck now, get it out the way, have a conversation, and then fuck again later. You did? There was no foreplay. I didn't come over here for all that. I came over here to bust this off. So, now, today, I would have to say yes. I enjoy foreplay, and it means a lot to me. Sometimes I won't even rise up if there ain't no foreplay. And honestly, at one point, I wouldn't rise up unless I was giving somebody else head. Yep, I said it. Unless I was eating your pussy, I was not getting hard. Nope, wasn't going to happen. Okay, if you gave me head, that's different. But I'm saying as far as me just standing there and just, oh, hello, Dolly, and be ready to go, no, you're going to have to do something to me. Arouse me some way. You're going to have to strip on me. Dance to me, something. Show me a picture of your sister. I don't know, something.
Wow.
It ain't gonna be no just I'm ready to go type shit over here. Nah, baby. There's a fee. You gotta pay attention. There's a fee to this. So yeah, to me, foreplay is needed. What about y'all?
I'm with you 100%, because so I don't like to have sex all the time either. I just be wanting to get my nigga head.
See?
Like, I would literally go in there while he's playing the game and be like, excuse me. You just keep doing
that. Oh,
you
Lord. Right, see, that's just lovely. Men love that type of shit, like, really? And then still be trying to play, he might try to play the game. He ain't going to tell you he's fucking up. You fucking up the whole game, Mama. You're fucking me up. Like, I did this all week. I got my stats right. I got everything in order. Da-da-da-da-da. I got my championship going. I got my tournament going. And here you come. You're fucking it all up, but I'm not going to tell you. Do what you do. Fuck up my whole season. I don't give a damn. He'll still try to play. But no. But yes. I don't play video games like that no more. But ooh.
If he be like, no, not right now, I'm finna start talking shit so all his friends can hear me.
Oh, right. Oh, shit. Now, don't get me wrong. I play video games, and I play online where you can hear somebody having sex in the background. Right, you can hear them. I think they put us on there. I think they made it so we can hear them on purpose. Did it?
Of course.
But let me be sitting there. Let me be there in the chat or in the game. And there's somebody girlfriend talking about, oh, I can't suck it. What the fuck wrong with you? You got to play in a minute. We going to clown his ass. Hey, bro, where you live at? Let me come over there and handle that for you.
I knew they could hear me. I was like, dang, babe, don't want to give me no dick and shit. He just want to play the game and shit. Hey, I'd be loud.
Right.
He was like, he turned around and was like, really, bro? Yes, really, nigga.
Yeah.
Dead for real.
I like that spontaneous foreplay, you know, where it's not even, you don't even know what's coming and you just doing it. Just all, like you said, all day and all night. Just, yeah. And then you make it, you know, that anticipation. Yeah, I'm coming for you. Oh, yeah, it's getting ready to go down. And especially when you start mentally, oh, my God, you start spitting stuff. You be like, what? What you talking about?
I send what? Text messages.
Yeah.
Memes.
Take pictures. Yes. Pictures. All that.
Right.
Startups. Damn, like, this is where we go start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's much needed, though. I mean, if you ain't got it, it's really boring as fuck.
Yeah. You got to keep it interesting.
I don't know about anybody else, but with Aries, we get bored easy as fuck.
It's not our zodiac. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, real quick.
Yeah. So. For sure.
And guess what? It's almost fucking Aries season.
Yes,
I know. What's today? Today's the 11th. We got 10 days.
Y'all.
Ain't it like 10 days?
Y'all.
21st?
Y'all.
I'm ready.
You know, I seen a meme.
Okay.
And it said, what was the hardest to date? And it said Gemini, Aries. It said, what is the hardest to date? I think it said out of these three. It said Gemini, Aries, and Aries. I was like, ain't this about a bitch?
Yeah, we are.
We ain't even the hardest to date. Motherfuckers just be irritating the shit out of us. No. If motherfuckers stay in their own lane, we easy as hell to date. It's all that extra shit is when we become hard to date.
Right. All the disloyalty and all that other extra shit. We don't mind. Just tell us up front. Really. And truthful matters, if we like you, just say what it is up front. And we'll adjust and we'll move accordingly. But don't tell me it's this and then get 6 months down to later and it was that. Oh, you don't fuck with my whole goddamn being.
Mm-hmm.
You did. You fuck with my whole entire being now. I didn't say my intelligence, just my intelligence. I said you fuck not with just my emotions, my whole entire being.
That.
And that's when we become difficult.
An asshole.
So,
ugh.
Yep. So, sorry. I just had to throw that little piece in there. Sorry.
Facts.
Let's see.
Okay, so as we're getting ready to roll up out of here, the Solo Mystiques wants to know, between us three, do you prefer the top or the bottom?
The what or the what?
Do you prefer to be on top or do you prefer to be on the bottom?
I prefer to be on the bottom. I can ride and I do a hell of a job, but... I'd rather you do all the work, sir.
Well, I'm going to have to be I'm going to have to agree with Jazzy because I'm a little lazy with mine. Sometimes I like to kick back and enjoy. Don't get me wrong. I love to drive. I love to drive. But if I had my choice, oh, I'd rather sit back and let you handle me. You dig? I'm just saying,
sure.
Show me something. Break me down. And besides, when you do all the work, I last longer. I'm just saying, it is what it is. When I'm driving, we're going to get there real fast. So, yeah. Yeah.
I must say, the older I've gotten, I like the bottom. But before, when I was in my young years, yeah, give me the top.
We was rodeoing.
It was a rodeo going on. Now it's just, you know, hey, how these knees and back and everything is set up now. From dropping it low, dropping it high. Yeah, we gonna have to drop it side, just sideways. We gonna have to drop it sideways.
We said drop it sideways.
I feel like
I'm back, lay on my side.
This is my personal opinion why I like to be on the bottom. I feel like when I'm on the bottom, this shit just it hit different.
Yeah, it do. Yeah, it do. Especially with the legs up to the side and just over to the side.
I mean, I like getting from the back. I like riding. I like, but when you on the bottom, that shit just hit different. Put your legs in, and that shit just, it's different.
Yeah. Especially on top of the shoulders, over to the left or to the right.
Because,
you know, at that point, on your back, you're wide open. You really are. Like, and it's all the way in. Like, you just all the way open. She's all the way open. But when you ride and you really not, it's like you're restricting yourself so you can last longer. But when you on the bottom, you it's wide open. It's all you feel balls deep in.
Facts.
Look, the music agreed with y'all. And see, I always thought it was the other way, but then again, too, that was to me how you could always tell how well a woman knows herself by when a woman's on top. You know what I mean? I always thought it was more open that way, but I guess I can hear what you're saying because you could take what you need. It is what it is. If you can't take it all, just take what you need. But it always seemed to me like a woman knew herself when she got on top and she had an orgasm. You know what I mean? That means she knows what the fuck's going on. She knows herself. As long as you do it right, y'all motherfuckers will get along just fine. But the women that got on top and couldn't make themselves come, them is usually the ones you got problems with. Us fellas, that's usually the one we got problems with. That's the one you got to stroke out and throw up the stairs. You dig? I'm just saying. But a woman who, but a woman who could get on top and ride and get herself or give herself an orgasm, So damn, okay. So on the bottom is when you can really bust it over. But I guess when I'm thinking the bottom. I'm just thinking of missionary. I'm not thinking of throwing your legs left, right. You know what I mean? Twisting your ankle, putting it on the ceiling fan.
It's all missionary, E-Monster. We just moving our legs different ways.
On the back of the headboard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Missionary.
I got business going through my head now. Feet on the bedboard, boop, 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 pussy wide open. Oh, my God. Wet just talking to me like beatboxing. That's some good pussy. I'm just saying. So, all right. Y'all ladies got any last words on the way up out of here?
Keep it juicy and sanitary.
And if you ain't snatching souls,
stay on.
Oh, shame on you.
You ain't doing it right.
just here tomorrow for Karma Cafe. The Southern Me Speaks is sponsoring that night. You can reach me at www.southernmespeaks.com. Hit me up at all times. I'll be waiting.
Okay. So that means tomorrow, tune in to Karma Cafe, where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves. We're trying to help you keep from getting 30 days. Don't beat up your coworkers. Call in, put their ass on blast, and we're going to get you some bail money. Then we got Friday Night Live. Don't forget, you can always go to monstarsradio.com, and you can find more about the show. You can find more about us individually at or individually, find out more about us individually, if I can say it right, at MonstarsRadio.com on the Monstars crew page. So outside of that, you got, like, did you have last words there, Jazz?
I already said my last words.
Keep it sanitary. Juicy and sanitary. In that order. Yeah, we out of here. Y'all have a good night, and hopefully we see you here tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Mwah.
Don't do that. Uh-uh. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Tell me why the road turns.